And as soon as they got home from school, they were right into rehearsal, whereas other kids in the neighborhood would be able to play and enjoy some free time. That was never the case with the Jackson boys.
The relentless practice would pay off, but Michael has always claimed that success came at a price and that he was at the violent center of Joe's ambition.
He had to be an adult, effectively, from a very young age. He had to see the world through his father's eyes and try and understand what it was that he needed to do in order to survive in a brutal, very, very fascist, totalitarian regime, where he had to be home from school, get down to the work. If you don't do it exactly right, I'm going to beat the hell out of you. That account that he gives of his own childhood from the Bashir documentary was absolutely true, I think.
How often would he beat you?
Too much.
Would he only use a belt?
Why do you do this to me? No more than a belt.
I think Joseph doled out equal abuse to all of his kids. But I think that there was a point in Michael's adolescence when he became a target. And one of the reasons for that was because he became the lead singer of the group.
He hit Michael one time. Now Michael said, if you hit me again, I'll never sing. Joseph never hit him again in his life.
By the age of 11, Michael was a star, thanks to supremely disciplined performances like this on a top-rating network TV show.
I think with the Ed Sullivan Show, what we see is he's looking for approval from everyone round about him. He's looking at the audience. He's what, you know, this is probably the first time he's had that level of adoration that he then went on to kind of take for granted and what became normal. So we see it there, the very germ of, you know, what is going to be quite a disturbed life, you know, or quite a life in turmoil that goes on and on and on.
And when you watch him in videos at the age of 11, you can already see that he's brilliant at covering up what he's feeling inside. We know that he's being beaten regularly for not performing as well as he should have been, but when you watch him in these videos when he's 11, it all looks so spontaneous and so happy. His facial expression gives nothing away. So Michael Jackson is someone who's had a lifetime at covering up what he feels inside.
He is a person who was denied his childhood life. And now he can afford at 46 to have a childhood life if he wants to. If that's what he wants to do, then that's fine.
And it seems the middle-aged superstar did want to live like a child in his fantasy home.
The music that we had to play when he was at the ranch was always Disney music.
Neverland is an exteriorization of his fantasy / delusion that he is Peter Pan.
Neverland itself provokes as many passionate opinions as its owner.
If you are looking to lure in 20-year-old girls, you have the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles and the pools and the jacuzzis. You want to lure kids? You lure them into a playground.
There was one room which was dedicated to dolls, completely dolls everywhere, in every drawers, on the beds, on every piece of furniture, on the floor.
Scary.
Hundreds of dolls.
Scary.
For many, Neverland became symbolic of Michael Jackson's mental state.
Neverland became almost emblematic of all the problems in Michael's life. That Michael just lived in this fantasy world of his own creation, and it was just too isolated.
The ranch is out in the middle of nowhere. It's on 2,700 acres of nothing.